Today's November 11th, 2024. Current Bitcoin price is $88,840.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
So, we cleared the platform now, yeah?
I think we have liftoff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. I couldn't believe my eyes today as I kept on looking at the charts. I was pretty distracted all day at work, I'll be honest. Every time I was looking, I was like, oh, all right, where are we going to hit resistance? And we kept on like just pumping through everything, just punching and punching and punching. It looks like we're now starting to hit some resistance in this area right now where we're at. But if it gets to 90,000 by tomorrow morning, I can't say that I'll be surprised.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where the real resistance is. I just think.
Well, we don't know. That's the whole thing right now, right?
Let's. Total price discovery. It's never been this high before. It's just finding that next leg. And I think psychologically, though, $100,000 just seems to be a very big number. I think we will kind of hit a wall there for a little while.
Yeah.
I mean, whether or not we punch through that, I mean, I'm obviously hoping so. But with Bitcoin, you just never know because Bitcoin does Bitcoin things.
Bitcoin does do Bitcoin things. So for people that have been keeping tabs, where are we at with our theoreticals?
So, if you would have bought some Bitcoin, $3,000 worth back in October 2023, that would have netted you 0.0885 Bitcoin, which is, you know, 8.85 million Satoshis. Nothing to sneeze at. Well, that $3,000 investment today is now worth $7,862. So, yeah, it's way more than double.
That's crazy.
Yep. And then the other theoretical buy, and this, you know, goes to show you that purchasing, the time frame that you purchase makes a huge difference. So we made a theoretical purchase right at the halving, $1,000, would have got you 0.01564 or 1.5 million Satoshis. But that price was about 64,000. Now with the new price of 88,840, we're sitting at $1,389. So
nice.
That's a pretty decent profit.
Yeah, that's not too shabby. That's for sitting, how many months now? That's from April, right?
From April. Yep.
7 months.
Yep. You know, Bitcoin went sideways for 7 months before we had this next leg up. So it's going to be kind of hard. I mean, I wouldn't suggest putting in a theoretical purchase anytime, especially as it's getting towards $100,000. I mean, if you have any dry powder, this might be your last chance. I don't know.
It's hard
to say what Bitcoin will do.
I mean, if we still have the legs to run with, I mean, all things considered, I mean, we should say on average, we should say that this bull run will continue at least until next summer. Nothing's guaranteed, but I mean, it could go even as far as into December, you know, November, December of next year. So
yeah, I kind of agree with your first time frame. I don't know if it's going to quite make it to October this time around. But I do think June. So that's still another 7 months, hopefully, of price increases. So,
yeah, and that's barring any black swans or anything like that. And it's not going to be a straight up rocket ride. You know, for those that have ever gone through one of these before, there are ups and downs. There are peaks and valleys. Like there are times that you will get a 30% correction, and then it'll start to grind back up. So just be prepared for that because it will happen. But there was a lot of interesting stuff coming out today. There was a lot in the way that the price action was going. I did see some reports saying that this was the biggest move in one day for Bitcoin. Can't substantiate that. I want to say we've had a $10,000 day before, but I don't know. I mean, and you know, we've had a very incredible day, and I think a lot of people are blown away by it. A lot of news reports are talking about Bitcoin becoming a potential strategic reserve, which we've heard, you know, Trump kind of talk about himself. One of the other big things today, too, is that Bitcoin overtook silver in market cap.
Yep, that's a fairly big deal. I mean, there's not too many more market cap companies or anything that you can buy.
No.
Than silver.
Yeah, so right now, I mean, we're looking at, next up would be Google, and then after Google would be Amazon, then Saudi Aramco, and then after that is NVIDIA, Apple, Microsoft, and then the king of the ring right now is still gold.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Gold is still the king.
Gold is still the king, but it's got, there's a young up-and-comer coming after it, hot on its heels.
This. Yep. There's a digital gold on its tail.
So, and there was something interesting too, and I wanted to bring this up. So, when Bitcoin will flip, like we were talking about, kind of the pricing action there. So Alphabet, Amazon, Saudi Aramco, when Bitcoin gets as large as Saudi Aramco, it's not that far off. That will happen at the price of $91,150.
Wow.
When Bitcoin flips Amazon, it would be $109,650. Bitcoin flipping Google would be $107,280. Bitcoin flipping Microsoft would be $156,700. Bitcoin flipping Apple would be $170,900. And then Bitcoin flipping NVIDIA would be $179,680.
Yeah, NVIDIA's just had quite the year.
Yeah. No, NVIDIA has done really, really well. Although, I think these numbers are kind of off. This is just coming from a tweet that I saw. But I'm looking at that. Yeah. Microsoft is right behind gold. So why would it be cheaper to flip Microsoft than NVIDIA?
Well, it depends on how many shares they have, right?
Maybe.
And stock splits and all that other crap.
But yeah, so yeah, it's not too far away. Like some of these, you know, Bitcoin could be, you know, the number two spot here. Oh, probably by next summer. I think that's a possibility.
It's a possibility. I mean, we're talking about dang near a $10,000 day. That's pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy. And one of the other things, like when we recorded last time, and I meant to bring this up, before we go into this though, actually I wanted to bring up on the ETF flows too. When we recorded last, I don't think we had IBIT's numbers, and it looks like there was $1 billion that day. On November 7th? Yeah.
Yeah. No, the numbers are ridiculous. You never see three-digit numbers, and it's 1,119.9.
Mm-hmm. That was huge. And from what I understand today, like, that happened in the first 20 minutes of trading this morning. So I'm kind of curious to see how the day is going to end up. Obviously, we don't have November 11th's numbers on here yet, but pretty nutso. And actually, within the first 10 months now, that the BlackRock ETF for Bitcoin has existed, it has now surpassed gold in assets under management, their gold ETF,
which has had basically a 20-year head start, or maybe not quite that long, but 19-year head start or something.
Yeah, damn near 20 years. So right now, $33.1 billion in assets under management for Bitcoin, and gold is only $32.9 billion in assets.
Wow.
10 months.
Now, that I can't say I'm surprised, though.
No, I can't either. I mean, it's been a pretty phenomenal little pump that we have all the way around. And I hope it continues. Just don't couple things. Number one, don't expect it to keep on going straight up, because it won't. But it will, like, overall trend will continue to be bullish, right?
Right.
The other thing to start to watch out for too, is you're going to get a lot more scams. I will say this, like, there's people that have, hardware wallets, like, and I saw this personally on my own ledger the other day. There's NFTs that are appearing in your hardware wallet. Do not interact with them.
Really?
Yeah. People are depositing like just randomly, and if you interact with the NFT, they get access to your hardware. Not necessarily your hardware, but they get access to your wallets.
Wow.
So be careful. If you didn't purchase an NFT, do not touch it.
Yeah, and don't purchase NFTs anyway. That was so last cycle.
That was so last cycle. It's new now, something new. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I saw that on there because I had seen a post about it, but I don't pay too much attention to some of the junk that gets deposited into my hardware wallet. I think at one point there was like almost 1 million Kick tokens that were deposited in there. I never touched them. And like I guess they were just scam coins that were randomly airdropped for anybody that had an Ethereum address. So yeah, just watch out for that kind of stuff. And I mean, it can happen on any wallet. It's not necessarily just a hardware wallet, but any wallet that there's been any Ethereum transactions within, just watch out for those types of things. If you didn't buy it, don't touch it.
That's what wise words to live by, because yeah.
Yeah, I guarantee there's a lot of people that are like, "Oh, I didn't. That's cool. Like, I got an NFT. Let's check it out." And then they go and interact with it, and then yeah. And I don't know to the extent of that what you have to do to interact with it. You can probably look at the transaction history on it, but I mean, I would not try and pull it up. Don't do anything like that. Just be careful when, especially when you have funds like this. And it's not even a bad idea, like when you have, you know, a good chunk of change that would really hurt, like if you lost it all in one go, you may want to have a few different hardware wallets. Spread it around. Don't let them get it all at once.
I agree.
So, and speaking of that, you can always go to our deals page on our website, www.thebitbytepodcast.com/deals, and you can get yourself a hardware wallet under us. Doesn't
Straight from the company.
Straight from the company. We get a little bit off the top and it helps support us. So, but yeah, it's you're not buying from some third party affiliate, but we have Ledger and Alipals on there. So that's something to keep in mind. One other thing that I wanted to bring up, and I don't know if there's anything else you wanted to bring up before we close out today, but CPI should be coming out on Wednesday. And what are your thoughts? What are you thinking we're going to look at?
You know, it's kind of hard to say exactly what CPI is going to be doing. Not that we trust the numbers in general anyway. But I wouldn't be surprised if it kind of just hovers, what was it the last time, like 2.3 or something?
Yeah.
I wouldn't imagine it's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 2.3. If it cools off some more, then maybe we'll get more cuts from the Fed and Jerome Powell, but I don't know how much they're gonna really feel the need to cut.
Yeah. Well, and that was one thing. Last time we recorded, it was right before the CPI, or not the CPI, the Fed actually announced their interest rate cut, right? And they ended up doing 25 basis points, I think is what the Jerome Powell announced.
That what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So they've basically done what, 50 basis points, and then now 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really that much to speak of. I mean, it's a cut, I guess, but
Yeah.
not going to refinance your mortgage on this one.
No. But I mean, it's, you know, I go back and forth on that. Like, I have a niece that's looking to buy a house right now. She's got a large sum of money coming in, and I'm almost tempted to tell her just to wait at least till maybe the end of first quarter of next year, if she's willing to, just to kind of see where the interest rates do.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of an interesting thought that I've been having is I wonder just how the real estate cycle goes. You know, we're coming due sometime next year for a real estate correction.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the one that governs. So that's going to be kind of, to my thoughts, is going to interfere with the overall Bitcoin, the longevity of this cycle. That's why I'm kind of more pessimistic on going late into next year, but who knows?
Yeah. And I think it's kind of interesting when you look at that. And I saw a report the other day saying that supply is actually starting to just kind of sit right now in the real estate market. Like, I think it's at that top is it's been reached, right? Like, I don't think you can buy those or sell those exuberant amounts of money for your home.
Exactly. No. Nope. And then anybody who's buying your home is looking at some serious monthly payments with the interest rate still.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. So yeah, I think that's just something to kind of watch out for, is just keep an eye on what that's going to do. Probably, I think it's great. Like, if you've been looking to buy a home and you have something that'll fit and you can afford the payment currently and you want to get a fixed rate and everything looks good, then go for it. But if you can hold off a little bit longer, I would.
I would too.
It'd be a buyer's market at that point. So yeah. And to everybody that's been holding, like if you've been hodling, don't crucify me for saying holding. If you've been hodling for any extended period of time, this is why you've been hodling. So enjoy this. Enjoy the feeling you're feeling. This is why you've been stacking sats for as long as you have. So,
oh, trust me, Hans, I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
Oh,
it feels good.
Feels good.
Anything else you wanted to add?
I think that's it for me.
All right. Well, hopefully when we record again, we'll be in the 90s.
I hope so.
If not the hundreds. I don't know about
hey,
that.
Man.
That's, I don't want to bring that up.
Pretty yet.
Yeah. We got a little bit of time still. So.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening.